Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Born and raised in Kansas City, Kansas, our next guest is a 29-year veteran of the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department and former deputy chief, who is currently serving as chief of police in KCK, and today, he's here to talk to us about the new Investigation Discovery docuseries, Real PD Kansas City. Please welcome Chief Carl Oakman.
Hey, Chief Carl, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I was looking at a picture of you in a fantastic Elvis outfit, and because I was born in Memphis, and I've been to Graceland, and of course, you know, it's just in your blood. You're just, you know, when I was a kid, there were three kings. It was Jerry Lawler, Elvis Presley, and Martin Luther.
Oh, yeah, believe it or not, I actually did a couple of benefits where I actually sung a couple songs. My favorite song, hands down, is Suspicious Mind.
I was talking to a musician friend of mine literally 2 days ago. He was trying to figure out the chord progression on that guitar work because it's such an interesting one. And he's going out to do some dates, and they're working that song up about, and just what a great song that is.
Yeah, it's hard. I play a little guitar, but if you ever notice, even when Elvis was in concert, they could never reproduce the sound that's on the record.
No, man. Now, my mom was a huge, and she's English, so you combine Memphis, Tennessee, and my mom was from England, which, of course, so she's a huge Elvis fan, as they all were in England. So that's 8-track was just, that's how you grew up. That, Bobby Vinton, and Charlie Pride, those are the three my mom had. So, hey, congratulations. This is your first year, by the way, as chief, and that's, look, yeah. It's KCK. Yeah. And, you know, it's like the bumper sticker says, Wyandotte's not for amateurs.
Right. It's so far it's been a good experience. One big thing is coming back home, so that was a great starting point.
So you think about this, you become the chief in KCK, and which let's just say this is not the easiest couple years I've ever seen for the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a learning curve, man. I mean, you walked right in. If you get through this, then it's you're going to feel like you go on vacation after this stuff's over.
Yeah. But I tell you, I've been doing it for almost 30 years now, and we've had I came in right when we were dealing with Rodney King, so we had to make adjustments there. And there were several things through the years, and then with Ferguson, I was in the middle of that, so we had to make adjustments there. And to make policing successful, you have to always be flexible with the time.
Yeah, so, of course. Of course.
And that's one thing that I've always focused on.
Listen, and to be a KCK cop means you got to really be in it for the right reasons. That is, it's hard work. It's real cop work. And, and it's not Leawood. It is something, and that's nothing against a Leawood cop. I'm just saying, as a guy who worked, by the way, what years were you a police officer before you came back as a chief?
Started in 1992, and retired in June and took over KCK.
So we crossed paths, because I worked for Daryl Huckabee and Huckabee Ambulance over on 18th and Central.
Mm-hmm.
And those were different times back then.
Mm-hmm.
And but I enjoyed it. I really did. Do you remember? You probably do remember this because it didn't happen a lot over there. The projects, They stole the ambulance, shot it up, and it caught fire.
Yes.
That was mine. Got the newspaper clipping still at my house. That was my unit.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm a believer. I grew up right down the street in Gateway.
Yep. They were mad. The guy was working. We didn't roll the batteries off. You know the drill. You either pulled the bat, you either roll the batteries off or take the keys. And they're looking for a drug box. There was no drug box. And then they got mad and shot it full of holes, caught it on fire, and they shot the window out. And I'm laying there, some little punk kid, and just thinking, this is how it ends for me, huh? And then Daryl, God rest his soul, was so mad that we got his ambulance shot up and caught fire. I thought we were going home for the day, right? You're thinking...
Sure.
He put us in another unit and yelled at us.
Damn.
That's how I used to work back then.
Yeah. So, but congratulations on being so transparent, man, that you would let camera crews come in. Because I do believe in this world where, you know, we've seen some stuff with police officers, and it's such a small percentage, but it is real. And, you know, the more that we show... the honesty and the truth and the hard work and what 99.9% of police officers do every day, they're vastly underpaid, overworked, like the better it's going to be in that relationship with the community.
Yeah, I think it's a really good episode. And they started that before I got there, but I had to do the final review and approval to allow them to do it. And I think it's really important because not only you get to see the frustrations and the hard work that the detectives put in, but also you get to see how those crimes affect the victim's family. And then even on the other side, the person who committed the crime,
right.
You see the pain and the suffering that they brought to their family.
Sure.
Who really had nothing to do with it. So I think it gives us an overall view of really what goes on. We'll see a homicide on the news and then go, okay, there's a homicide. But this show shows you that this evolves over several weeks, dealing with a lot of emotion, a lot of frustration, and then in the end, hopefully, a lot of success.
Yeah, well, and by the way, was it winter or was it summertime?
They did it half. It was through towards the fall, and then they ended in the early spring. So
what I remember
almost a year
is during the summertime, tempers would flare. So it would be so many assaults because people didn't have air conditioning. They'd get hot. And then if it was payday, they'd get hammered. And then, dude, it was just head injury city, man. We were, you know, that's back when Bethany was open. We were just running our ass off.
Yeah, I think the problem when you talk about violence, it still hasn't changed. It's the ability to manage anger. And some of us have that and some of us don't. And I think we really need to try. And I mean, it takes, you have to do it at an early age, but we have to really work on that anger management and understanding how to resolve your conflict.
Yeah. And I mean, and especially in KCK, the cops and the firemen and the EMS, they have a special kind of empathy because the people they deal with are a different cultural situation. Anytime there's money difference, and that's really what it always came down to me. I went, man, you know, when you don't have as much money as you need to make sure your rent's paid, to make sure your kids are taking care of food, whatever, just those pressures, it makes life cheaper, and it's not as great. It's like, you know, I mean, I've been to Malibu, California, and you just think, do these people even get stomach aches? Do they get diarrhea? Does it even rain on them? Do birds poop on their car? Because it's so perfect there. You know, and it really is a difference, man. It's a hard life. When you grew up blue collar, lower middle class, low class, it's a harder world. And that makes it harder for everybody, police officers, what you're willing to throw your life away for, what situations you find yourself in.
Yeah, and you know, in Kansas is very unique. Like I said, I grew up there. I went to Harmon.
Yep.
And, you know, Harmon probably was one of the most diverse high schools probably in America.
Sure.
And, you know, we all got along. We had one thing in common. We didn't have much money.
Yeah,
and,
that's it.
You know, I really, the funny thing is until I left KCK, and, you know, I know it happened in the world, but, you know, I didn't really realize that people treated people differently based on their you know, racial or ethical makeup until I kind of left KCK.
Well, and the thing about KCK I love, and I really do love this about Wyandotte, is there's a pride. If you live in Wyandotte, there's a certain pride in Wyandotte, and you go, yeah, it's tough, and it ain't for everybody. And so I do love that us versus them that you'll see sometimes, and you'll see it on shirts or in bumper stickers. And I try to get down there to the 403 Club, try to get down there and or the casino, whatever it is, and make sure I spend money there because I like KCK. I like KCK a great deal, man. I think it is poised to become great. I think that downtown area could become an entertainment district. I think it's got all the parts and pieces. It's off I-70. It's got convention center. It's got hotels. It's got the police station right there. It's got a casino. That could be, with the right investment, what the Power and Light should have been, only for real people.
Yeah, and they're working on it. And, I mean, this is definitely not the KCK I grew up from a financial and economic standpoint.
Hell no.
I think that's a great thing, and that's a great thing for the Metro. If KCK does good on the economic and financial stance, then the whole Metro does well.
That's a fact. Hey, if you're just joining the show, Chief Carl Oakman is with us. Now, first year as chief, but 30 years in law enforcement, KCPD, KCK, and now he's back running this. And there's a show on called Real PD Kansas City on investigation discovery. Now, you're going to see it all. I mean, you're going to see the truth. You know, there's homicides, and there are four gas stations robbed in one night on one of the episodes, drug kingpins. And I assume, like we were talking about where you grew up, my ambulance got stolen. The other thing we used to always see over there on Friday, Saturday nights was some kid. I'm like, huh, the Johnson County plate. And, of course, they were looking for a friend, and they happened to get beat up and left on the side of the road. And I'm like, you weren't looking for drugs, were you, son? You know, it's like, Jesus Christ. It just, I assume that the world is still showing us the ridiculous nature of itself still.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, now the one of the things now is, you know, that happens all over the Metro now.
Sure, sure.
And I will tell you, the good thing about KCK, we have some venues here where we do have people now come from the region now instead of, like you were saying, coming over here trying to purchase drugs. Now they come over to participate in our events like Sporting, the Monarchs, Nebraska Furniture Mart, the Legends.
Yes.
So we have a lot of good things going in KCK.
Hey, man, for real. Listen, Marinovich, I don't care. I'm not even a political person, but I met her. I remember what she did, and I remember what she got done. Was it done perfectly? Nope. But I'll tell you what, it saved that city.
Yes.
I mean, she really, you know, bringing the Legends and the Speedway and making all of that stuff happen, that was what had to happen in KCK.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great city with great history. It's still got great buildings downtown. And like I said, that whole area above the West Bottoms, right there off the highway in the Fairfax area, you know, there's some really great opportunity there, man. And I hope in my lifetime I see it turned into something even more.
Yeah, and they're working on it. Got a good county administrator over here that's really making sure that KCK is involved in the economic development in the Metro. And as you know, the more you get that, those rougher areas of town can get a little more support, and hopefully we can start reducing some of those crime areas.
Hey, you're Memphis, Beale Street. Tell me you don't see that KCK connection in that same area where the police station is and the casino and the downtown. Like, it could be that.
And definitely. I mean, there's a lot of places around the country where they've done that. There was one place in Cincinnati called Over the Rhine. It was a drug-infested, crime-ridden area. And, hey, they had a noble concept. Let's put in economic development, bars, restaurants, entertainment.
Yeah.
And they did that and basically wiped out the crime overnight.
Chief, I'm a fan. Like, let's take some sin taxes You know, and those guys are going to carry the weight instead of regular people. And you can help, you know, the businesses and the people. Like, if you want to go out and drink, you want to go to the entertainment district, it might cost a little more, but it takes the pressure off people to pay different, you know, aspects of taxes in KCK. And it gets it done. And it brings people in. It you know, it's just nothing bad comes of it. I really do hope in my lifetime I see it. And I hope you're the chief for a very long time. It's not an easy job. And I certainly know that. We make a lot of jokes on this show. But I tell you, a great administrator in a city, I have come as an adult to understand, can really affect genuine change. And I hope that you get a real shot at it for a lot of years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And like I said, we got some good people over here, and I think we're going to do some great things.
Okay, good. Well, listen, we'll cross paths soon, I bet, Chief.
Most definitely.
You know, like in a good way.
Yeah.
Same can't be said for tea.
All right, my friend. Hey, man, you know what? Everybody, meet him on the show. You guys will be able to watch an Investigation Discovery. Real PD Kansas City, Thursdays, 9 o'clock. And again, it's nice meeting you, Carl.
Hey, you too. Thank you for the time.
Take care, man. Stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.